He has got a rati, but he is now going to get a rati. These are all of that kind.
Not yet rati.
Not yet.
But that means sadhana stage?
Sadhana stage, but
higher.
It is the last and highest Ashakti. Stage.
Ashakti.
In very few days, rati will be achieved.
More than ruchi.
Ashakti also. Last stage of Ashakti.
Last stage. Very high.
Very high.
So this is not the Ankura of Mahabhava. This is the Ankura of Bhava.
This is the first stage for being platform of Bhava.
Yeah. Next question. Next question.
I'm not going to ask this term here.
Krama-hina-shravana.
A Krama-hina's hearing will not have any fruit.
Hearing that has no fruit.
No fruit. So hearing should be proper.
Krama-hina's,
and we have not even Ashakti, and we have not a very much hankering for that thing, and what we should hear, we are not hearing in what? In chain. We should hear in a chain.
Progressively.
So this is called Kramahina, and that and another is called Kramajukta. Kramasuddha.
Kramasuddha is good.
Good. Kramasuddha is not. Like you are hearing the birth of Krishna, but Leela. Janma Leela. You are hearing Vatsalya Leela, and but at once you came to Madhur Rasa, these are not in Kram.
What does Kram mean?
Kram means what has been described, how described in Bhakti Rasa Swami Sindhi. These are in Kram.
In order.
In order. In Jaiva Dharma, all has been done in Krama,
step by step.
Since when not in order.
Then in Brahma Samhita we see the subject matter sometimes seems to jump. It does not always seem to go in order. So maybe it is Kramahina.
So only that will not do. Krishna gave diksha to Brahma with his flute. Has Krishna given diksha in flute to you or me? How he gave and when he gave, at what stage?
Very advanced stage.
Very advanced stage.
Oh, yeah.
So we should come from Nietzsche,
down, low,
and to give, to have that stage,
then,
and then we should do all these things.
Then we will think that Brahma Samhita is in order.
Not in order, but he is up to some level. But it cannot be seen, because it has been stated that from down Durga ke
Goloka namni
Vijadhamni tale tasya tevi mahesh haridham tesu tesu tete prabhavani chayat hitasya jena Govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajam. Who is Paramatma? Who is Brahma? Who is Shankar? What are their duties?
Everything.
everything is there. And after that, Krishna gave that mantra. So you can conclude with that. It is in order. We should also first know who am I, and who is Krishna, and telling of order. Who am I? Who is Krishna? What is this world? And what is prema or priti? How this prema can be achieved? Then we come to Uttama Bhakti definition, and then we do sadhan from beginning. Adau saddha, tata sadhu sangha, tata bhajan kriya, tato anarthana bhakti. And after that, we should read Srimad Bhagavat accordingly. Tattva jnan, anarthana bhakti, Kapil Devhuti Sambhad, then Kardam Sambhad, then again Vritrasu Pathyan Prahlada, and after completing, then enter in 10th canto without reading Prahlad Maharaj and all other that has been described. If you read that, that it will be Kramhi. After that, in 10th canto also, not reading 28 chapters, only entered in, jumped in 29, then it is not in order. That is Kramhi.
Sometimes it says Shringara Ras and sometimes it says Madhurya Ras. Is there any difference in meaning when those terms are used?
Madhuras can be denoted for all three, Vatsalya, Sattva, and Shingar also. But Shingar cannot denote Vatsalya and this. Only for Upapati, not for Swati also. Madhuras can be told. For Swati also, sometimes Madhur, Sakya also, Vatsalya also, and also Swakiya. But Shingar is not any of three, but only for Upapati and Gopis, Prem to Krishna, as Upapati. This is Shingar. In Shingar, Upapati should certainly be come. Understand?
When it states that the spiritual master, he reveals the when he reveals the name, the dress,
age,
all these things, is it revealed by the spiritual master externally or in apricot, in his form in the lila? In other words, when one gets these different items,
is the guru sitting in front of it? In the early part of Jiva Dharma, the guru has told all these things.
Or it could be revealed through name.
Here, Diksha Guru has told or Siksha Guru has told. It is not written.
I think earlier it mentioned, he was reading today.
But at Puri he was Siksha Guru.
That was Siksha Guru, but he got from his Diksha Guru.
No harm. If he has not got this thing from his Gurudev, he can take it from Siksha Guru also.
And it comes when the Shikshaku or Dikshaku is sitting in front of the disciple, or does it come internally through some instruction? How it will come?
Shikshaguru can tell it as they are responsible. If Dikshaguru is not, he has been going in upper person in there, then Shikshaguru can do it. And if Shikshaguru is not there, whom you have regarded as Shikshaguru, then we should pray God and Guru. He will give any way, any other Shikshaguru, a very able person.
Must it come as we are talking, or may it come internally? Must it generally come?
This sadhana. So it should come out.
As we are talking, out, because this is sadhana.
This is sadhana. This is not siddhi. When we come in siddhi, then everything will...
Sarup siddhi or vastu siddhi?
Vastu siddhi, sarup siddhi, not vastu siddhi.
Vastu siddhi means?
Sarup siddhi also contains some siksha and sadhana. Only vastu siddhi means I know, I have done. No, my Swarup, Krishna Swarup, and no worldly thing are there.
Which stage is Swarup Siddhi? Is it Ashakti?
Ashakti?
Ashakti stage?
Oh, it may come. Last time of
Ashakti.
Vastus, Swarup Siddhi? No. It is only when Bhava will come. Then
Swarup Siddhi must be.
Then Sarupsiddhi. There has been Siddhi. In Asakti, no Siddhi.
And Vastu Siddhi?
Vastu, when they leave this physical body, mental body, everything. And when we'll have a ray of praying, the Siddhi.
When Rup Goswami and Sanatana Goswami were doing bhajan and they were living in Vrindavan, was that Sarup Siddhi or Vastu Siddhi?
Externally, it may be told that Swarup Siddhi.
But
they are had Vastu Siddhi also.
Because Radharani was coming, that must be Vastu Siddhi.
Both. There is no worldly body or anything.
This giving of the name, is this called Siddha Pranali? Because sometimes our Guru Maharaj criticized this process.
So it's process of Sahajiya, not this process.
But is it called Siddha Pranali?
This
is Siddha Pranali.
What is the actual meaning of Pranali?
Pranali means a
Paddhati.
Paddhati. Paddhati means a way.
Way.
This is Siddha Pranali. But Sahajiya don't follow this. When there is no Ashakti, nothing, no heart purification, they think that we are Gopi and their name and everything they do in Kalpana.
Imagination.
In
did Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur give this to anyone? Of his disciples?
He may have given.
Your Guru Maharaj did not mention to you anything on this point?
I am not clearly asking. But he has given to so many persons about this thing.
Instruction.
But just like your Gurudev told you certain things about himself, so how he came to know that, he must have been...
He has been told to Prabhupada and by doing bhajan.
Told through bhajan or told as we are talking?
He was very near and dear to Prabhupada. He did the service of Prabhupada. He cooked the
everything.
The message was always with Prabhupada. Prabhupada did not tell anyone to me. To me means you.
Yes, yes.
You don't. He did not tell anyone to me. But he always told Guru, our Gurudev, to me, so many things. And he was always with Prabhupada. So, he should certainly hear all these things. Or after going, he can have some spirit from him. From Gurudev, we have only a hint, but he is strictly forbidden. Don't do all these things. But he has given some hints about this. And after that, I read all these books and I must
realize
something. And I know that only the mercy of our Gurudev, what I have realized by according to his mercy, I have done something. Or I have greed, not anything, but greed I have by the mercy of our Gurudev.
Our Guru Maharaj very carefully concealed within his heart all of his
our Gurudev also. Srila Prabhupada also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all concealed it. But yet...
Yeah. How others have found out about Prabhupada, I think his Manjari form is known or not?
Hmm. He's asking how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati
Thakur
and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, their identity is known.
If they kept it secret, how it was found out? It is known who...
By their activities, one who is in upper level, they can imagine.
I think Sridhar Maharaj wrote one poem at the disappearance of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, isn't it? There
I cannot say. But I have... Prabhupada has written in the prayer.
He has or has not?
No, certainly he has done.
About
like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has done.
Yes.
They have revealed personally.
We saw our Guru Maharaj sometimes when he was speaking or singing. On some occasion, perhaps a dozen times over many years, that he became completely stunned and he could not speak and he was just totally right in the middle of either lecture or in singing, and it was always about Radha and Krishna. I saw it 3-4 times, always on that subject. One time he was singing Jai Radha Madhava, and he became completely stunned. Another time he was talking about when Sanatan Goswami became free from the jail, and then when he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, and then Guru Maharaj could not speak. Times like that. And then after some minutes he would simply say, chant Hare Krishna, and he stopped everything.
Now, Guru Maharaj also has seen so many times this. Began to weep and sometimes became soundless, nothing. And then he used to do by tell by us to read and to go on. So many cases. If you are Mathura, I have seen. Once I was telling him, he was on bedding and not sleeping,
resting.
I told him that someone tell that Jiva Goswami was not a Rasik Vaishnava. But I see in Gopal Champa that he is very, very, very Rasik. I began to tell what was written in Gopal Champa. Dambandhan Lila. Yashoda has signed to type Krishna. And the trees fall down. And Krishna in the middle, seen here and there. And at once, from Brahmanda Ghat, Nanda was going to take a bath. He at once heard the sound of falling train, and then he returned and saw that Krishna is there. When Krishna saw towards father, he began to weep and weep loudly. At that time, the Bandhan was there, the Dukal was also there. Nanda Lama was astonished. And he came at once to Krishna and took Krishna in his lap. Krishna was weeping so loudly. So Nanda Baba also used to weep. Then he did like this to Krishna and gave some laddu, you know, to Krishna. Krishna was weeping, was coming less.
Yes, pacified.
But this was good. So, Nanda Baba told him, who has taken you? Bandhakon? After waiting some time, Krishna weeping told my mother, mother is so cruel. Then he began to untie. Sridham Madhumangal and Balram could not untie, but Nand Baba untied it and asked Krishna, who has untied? Then he, smiling but yet, Krishna began to smile and told that Baba has untied. Nanda Baba was at that time very angry to Yashoda. He could not speak a single word to Yashoda. Neither he rebuked, neither he told anything. This is advanced stage of anger. He took Krishna and Balaram here and there, went to take bath. And taking bath, he returned to house. It was midday. He got something, milk and misery. He gave it to Krishna and Balaram. He did not take nothing. Pure fasting, no today cooking. Yashoda was breathing in her room quite separately. All are breathing, are doing chinta. What today will be? In the evening, when night was coming, some old ladies, like Upananda's wife, Rohini and all others with Baldev came to Nanda Baba at the front door, and they told Baldev, go and catch hold of Baldev and bring it to us, and we will give it to Yashoda, Krishna.
Catch hold of Krishna.
Baldev went and catch hold, but Krishna death so much that he fell down, Baldev, could not catch him. Then all the world came to Nanda Baba and Krishna. They told Krishna that, oh, your mother is very, very weeping. You should go to your mother. Krishna, I will not go. Where we stay in night, to Nanda Baba, Baba, to whom you will play with Baldev, what you will take, what you will eat, and do the mission. But I will not go. That is told that if your mother is dies, not die, but by signal death. At once Krishna began to weep so loudly, mother, mother, mother. And he fell his arms. Oh mother, that everyone there, all began to weep. Then he went and left up Rohini. Rohini took it to Krishna.
She was very much anxious, but now he began to cry fully, as if any son's died, and he took him in the arms, and after that Krishna also began to do all that scenery. He had risen in so that everyone can weep. Hearing this, our Guruji began to weep loudly. And after that, he began to make sense. So, no telling anything about that. But if even something is, a man knows who has something. If you are doing all your giving grace, and yet make me realize, we should do honestly our sadhana. Krishna and Gurudeva all arranged. They have arranged everything, how to take this boy to be here, like Bhaktimar.
So, when are we going on Parikram? We have got a new bus, Mercedes bus, brand new. You will be the first one to go in it, and it is just perfect bus. We have seen Ayodhyapati, remember? Hanuman. So he will carry us. It's his bus. So he's like Hanuman. And it is proper that the first place it should go to some very good place of Srimati Radhika. Or wherever you say. As you say. So you must say now when we go and where we go. It can hold 7 people. It is a very good bus. Comfortable, strong, new.
Journey it will take much time, I fear, but short journey, less time.
You decide what will be convenient to you. If it is too much inconvenience, then don't do it.
More than 4 hours, it may be inconvenient.
So, you just say which place and we will be agreeable. We don't have to go to every place.
Where do you want to go?
I want to go where you think we should go. You consider what
and the time, how long
you consider the time, you consider who we are, you consider your own desire, and accordingly you tell.
How many days?
How many days? How many times we will go out? I am here until 25th, early morning.
2 days means 4 hours.